I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon is unique among states in having created a funding model for the arts, heritage, and humanities through the Oregon Cultural Trust. Via tax credits, the trust supports statewide partners, tribal and county coalitions, and qualified cultural nonprofits. With me in the KLCC studios are Eileen Schreiner, trust manager for the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Pamela Kwan, director of the Disorient Asian American Film Festival of Oregon, which just earned a grant from the Lane County Cultural Coalition. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Well, Eileen, give us a brief overview of how this tax credit works.
Sure. Oregon does things in its own way. We can look at legislation like the Bottle Bill and Oregon's public beaches as a unique answer to opportunities that the state perceives. And that kind of visionary approach was in mind about 15 years ago when the state created the Oregon Cultural Trust. The idea is we recognize that there are thousands of cultural nonprofits around the state that do really important work. It's local organizations that provide the arts education sometimes that might be missing from the schools. It is organizations like KLCC who provide very important information to their community about what's happening, and that there needed to be a way to incentivize making charitable contributions to those nonprofits. And so the way that the Cultural Trust works is that first I make a contribution to a nonprofit like KLCC, and then I can make a matching gift to the Cultural Trust. So when I say match, what does that mean? Well, it could be a one-to-one match. So let's say I gave $100 to KLCC, I can make a $100 gift to the Oregon Cultural Trust. Now, why would I do that? Because now I'm out $200. Well, the way that the Cultural Trust was set up is that $100 that you gave to the Oregon Cultural Trust, you get back as a tax credit. So if anyone has experience with tax credits, let's say you've installed solar panels on your roof, you know that they actually work, that you actually do see that money coming off of your tax bill at the end of the year. And so when you give to the Cultural Trust, so let's say I made those two gifts this year, next year I can take $100 off of my state tax bill. And then what the Oregon Cultural Trust does with that $100 is we re-grant it out across the state. So we give it out in direct grants to nonprofits around Oregon. We make sure that every county in Oregon and every federally recognized tribe receives annual funding to support community cultural work. And then we also give funding to the state's agencies like the Oregon Arts Commission, the Oregon Historical Society, those institutions that really play a profound role in our culture's vitality in Oregon, and they get a slice of the pie as well. So it's a way of Oregonians contributing to the whole and also seeing the return that you get for that contribution. And it's making sure that your local theater group gets its funding every year from funders like the Oregon Arts Commission, or you get your heritage grant to rebuild your barn from the Oregon Heritage Commission. The trust is a way that all of that can happen by Oregonians participating in this cultural tax credit program.
What percentage of individuals have participated in the Oregon Cultural Trust thus far?
Well, we think that there are about 250,000 individuals in Oregon who give to cultural nonprofits every year. And so far, a very small percentage of those donors are making a matching gift to the trust. So we have a goal this year to increase our donor base by 2,000 donors. So that would take an average of about 9,000 Oregonians who participate in the tax credit and bumping it up to 11,000. So that's 55 new donors per county, if you do the math. And what that would do, it was almost triple our grant budget for next year, which means the grants that we could give to the local cultural nonprofits would go up significantly.
And explain a little bit more about your relationship with, say, the Lane County Cultural Coalition.
Sure. So when the state created the Cultural Trust, there was pretty strong recognition that oftentimes it's local communities who know where money should be spent. They're familiar with the cultural nonprofits that are serving their community. And so this concept of cultural coalitions was created. And it's essentially a group of volunteers who agree to receive funding every single year from the Cultural Trust and to re-grant it to local community organizations. And it's a wonderful way of ensuring that small organizations who may not have someone on staff to write grants, but who's still doing really important work in the community, have access to funding to support their work and to increase their capacity as they grow.
And what tangible results have you seen in communities around the state from this program?
Oh my gosh. You know, we have so many success stories. There's one on the coast for an organization called Washed Ashore, which collects debris from the oceans and cleans it and then makes art out of it as a way of telling the story of the impact of waste in the ocean. And they started with a grant from the Oregon Arts Commission and a grant from their local county coalition. And they are now a significant nonprofit on the Oregon coast who send their pieces of art around the world to tell the story of the impact of litter in our oceans. They run an education program for anyone to come in and to learn about the impact of littering on the coast. And they've also had presence in the White House with some of the ornaments that they've developed. And they also are now an employer in the city of Bandon. So that's one example of how, with a little bit of seed funds from the Cultural Trust, an organization that has a purpose and has a meaning in a community can really grow and make a greater impact. So that's just one example, and I think there are countless others if you were to look at the list of folks who have been receiving grants, and they could tell their stories about what a difference a grant from the trust makes.
Well, Pamela, what are the aims of the Disorient Asian American Film Festival of Oregon?
To give an honest portrayal of the diversity of Asian American and Pacific Islander voices, using film as art to heal, to share stories, and to inspire creativity.
Who is the audience for this festival?
The audience is everybody. We encompass multi-generational programming, and it's fun to have an event that does that. It's for Asian Pacific Americans as well, because they don't see their faces reflected a lot in mainstream media, and they don't get to hear their histories and see their culture and see their faces represented. So it's for everybody, and it's for marginalized communities who haven't seen themselves in stories.
Can you give a few examples of films that will be in the 2018 festival in April?
I can give you an idea of subjects, because I'm on the edge of my seat with excitement because I know what's in it, but we haven't sent out the acceptances yet. So let me tell you about some of the subjects. And those would be the Chinese Exclusion Act. It would be comedy. It would be suicide. It would be sexism. It would be racism. It would be cultural understanding and appreciation for our natural wonders in the United States. Vietnamese American stories, Korean American stories, Chinese American stories, the military, Japanese American unsung heroes. So those are just a little bit of what's to come.
Do you feel that there is a different context for this festival or a different need for the festival to address issues in the current socio-political climate?
Absolutely. I think you'll find a lot of relevance in the programming. What's the highlight of the festival is really the Q&As that happen. We bring filmmakers, directors and actors and writers to the screenings, and they take audience questions. And we have very enlightening and powerful discussions right after the screenings. So people have the opportunity to meet people they would not normally meet and talk about some very complex issues.
You applied for a grant through the Lane County Cultural Coalition, which disperses the local Oregon Cultural Trust funds. What grant did you apply for and why?
We applied for the Lane County Cultural Coalition grant, and it was our first time applying. It was a very, very, it was a growing process, and it helped us really focus on why we're doing this, because it's a group of volunteers. It's a lot of work, and sometimes you lose inspiration. But when you get a little bit of support and people understand what your mission is, you have no choice. You got to go forward, and that's what we're doing. We're doing it to build the community.
So what specifically did you apply for with the grant money? What will that grant money do for the festival specifically?
It came in a timely fashion because it will apply to our venue expense and our technical expense. We are completely volunteer run, but we have to hire out the specialized tasks. And we only have so many theaters in town and so many technical folks who can process the advancing technology involved with all the formats of film that we get these days.
Other than receiving the money from the Lane County Cultural Coalition, what did you learn in the process of application?
Oh, my. That could be a whole conversation. But we learned that there are lots of people who support this project. We started talking about it with people, asking for feedback. We don't always get to evaluate as much as we would like. And it gave us an opportunity to really reflect and see what's needed in this community and talk about current issues that we could help by continuing this project.
And did it give you any perspectives on the value of the Oregon Cultural Trust or the Lane County Cultural Coalition?
I have a whole new value for what that brings to our community, because really it's the arts that draw communities together. It's very difficult during busy times for people to come out of their boxes. They have busy lives. But when there are events that draw you together, then you can find ways to collaborate, support each other, and work with and for each other.
Well, thank you so much for what you're doing with the Film Festival and for coming in to do an interview.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Eileen, how stable do you think this program is?
That's a really good question. Well, as with all tax credits, there is a sunset. And so the Oregon Cultural Trust tax credit sunsets in 2020. So we will be going back to the state legislature in the 2019-2020 session and ask for the tax credit renewal to happen. And it's really important, because without the tax credit incentive, folks will probably go back to giving to, directly to the nonprofits that they support, and they would lose that overall state impact that folks all around the state depend on, and especially smaller communities who may not have as robust a philanthropic culture that maybe Eugene has. They really rely on the funding that comes from all of Oregonians who participate in the tax credit.
Why do you think no other state has emulated this model?
That's a great question. I actually haven't given it much thought, but I have looked at what other models entail. And for some states, there's just general funds that go to arts and culture, and that's true to some degree here in Oregon. I think that part of it is our ethos in Oregon of, when we recognize that something's a priority, we take steps to support it, and we do it in a way that sometimes is innovative and really depends on Oregonians participating in it to make it worthwhile. So in other words, it's every time an Oregonian participates in the cultural tax credit, they're essentially voting with their dollars to say, I support this fund that I decide how much I want to give to and that I think is important in the impact that it makes. So it's very much tied to the will of taxpayers in Oregon in terms of how robust of a program this is. And I kind of think that that says something about the state, and it says something about the way we like to do things here.
And finally, what is your vision for how the Cultural Trust will evolve in years to come, assuming it stays stable?
I think that the stability of the Cultural Trust relies very much on the goodwill that exists between Oregonians and the cultural nonprofits that they support. They recognize that arts and culture and heritage and humanities makes the state what we want it to be. They see the impact in their local community, and that they support that through first their charitable contribution, and then second through the cultural trust. Where I'd love to see the cultural trust grow in the future is that we have more Oregonians participating in the tax credit so that the sizes of our grants can go up, and that we at some point can have greater capacity to provide direct support to the cultural nonprofits themselves. Right now, our county coalitions do a fabulous job of distributing grants and also providing trainings for up-and-coming nonprofits who are learning the ropes. And I'd love to see the trust be in a position to where we can support those efforts even more so that the growth that we see is really coming from the communities up. And that can happen through greater participation in the cultural tax credit.
Well, thank you so much for what you do with the Oregon Cultural Trust and for taking some time here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for what you do.
Eileen Schreiner, Trust Manager of the Oregon Cultural Trust, and Pamela Kwan, Director of the Disorient Asian American Film Festival of Oregon, a recipient of a Lane County Cultural Coalition grant this year. The Disorient Film Festival will be held in April in Eugene. For more information on the Oregon Cultural Trust and Lane County Cultural Coalition, culturaltrust.org and laneculture.net, LCCC's annual grant award ceremony is at the Jazz Station in Eugene on Wednesday, December 13th at 5:30 p.m. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.